USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are some problems happening across the country this election day. In Arizona, a few dozen voting centers in the state's largest county are having issues with their machines counting ballots. However, officials in Maricopa County, home to Phoenix, say this doesn't mean there's fraud and everybody can vote in key races like the ones for governor and U.S. Senate. Across the country in Pennsylvania, this voter says she's not happy with the direction of the country and she's voting Democrats out.
I am voting because the economy is a mess and we need to get the Democrats out, especially in Pennsylvania. And I'm also very concerned about crime. I don't go into Philadelphia anymore.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Somebody in Southern California is a billionaire after winning the latest Powerball jackpot. The California lottery confirmed one lucky ticket was sold just northeast of Los Angeles. It matched all five numbers and the Powerball to win just over $2 billion. Last night's drawing was delayed due to a technical issue. More Americans are behind on their car payments. According to TransUnion, the percentage of auto loans that are at least 60 days delinquent hit the highest rate in more than a decade in the third quarter. Inflation and the rise in new car prices have many people struggling to keep up. The U.S. Justice Department is sending Civil Rights Division and U.S. Attorney's Office officials to monitor polls in 64 jurisdictions nationwide. However, Florida is taking issue with that.
They wanted to be inside the polling places, and they couldn't provide a reason to be there, nor any statutory authority for them to be there. So we asked them that they respect Florida law.
Secretary of State Cord Byrd says they're welcome to remain outside polling places to make sure federal voting rights laws are being followed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Michigan voters are lining up to cast a ballot in one of the most watched races in the country.
Michigan voters will decide whether they want four more years of Democratic incumbent Governor Gretchen Whitmer or change directions with GOP challenger Tudor Dixon. Final Election Day polling from the Trafalgar Group shows Dixon overtaking Whitmer with a 0.3% lead. Governor Whitmer has been traveling the state for several days, pumping up her party with special guests like former President Barack Obama and former NBA player and Michigan native Magic Johnson. Dixon has spent several weeks crisscrossing the state on a bus tour. Former Democrat Tulsi Gabbard and Arizona GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake have endorsed Dixon. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Parts of South Florida are preparing for a tropical storm. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Subtropical Storm Nicole is roughly 400 miles from the Bahamas and is forecast to intensify and hit Florida's Atlantic coastline near hurricane status in the next day or two.
Tesla is recalling over 40,000 Model S and Model X vehicles. A filing with federal regulators says their power steering assist system could fail on rough roads, increasing the risk of crashes. The automaker will push a software update to the cars over the air. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.